3, electric wire. Electric wire is usually made of copper. Copper lets the electric current flow easily through it. We say that it has a low resistance. Some other metals also have a low resistance, but copper is the most useful. There are copper wires in millions of houses in the world. These wires carry the current to our lamps. There is a thin wire inside an electric lamp. You can see it if you look carefully. A thin wire has a higher resistance than a thick one. It tries to stop the flow of current. Then it gets very hot. The thin wire is not made of copper. It is made of tungsten. All metals melt when they get hot. Mercury melts at a lower temperature than our usual ones. Tungsten does not melt easily. It has to be very hot indeed before it melts. When the tungsten gets hot, it also gets bright. It shines and gives a good light. It also lasts a long time without breaking. An American, Edison, invented the first small electric lamp. He wanted a thin wire for his lamp and tried to make one, but he had a lot of trouble. Thin wires easily melt if they are made of copper. He decided to use carbon because it does not melt. He tried cotton and hundreds of other materials to make his thin piece of carbon, but at first all of them broke. They were too thin and weak. They had to be thin because they had to shine brightly. Thick pieces do not have a high resistance, so they did not get hot enough, and they gave no light. Edison did not stop trying, and after a lot of trouble, he made his first lamp. Our tungsten lamps are better than the old carbon lamps. They are brighter, and they last longer. The tungsten does not easily melt or break. There is not much air inside an electric lamp. We have to take it out. Air contains oxygen, and the hot tungsten could burn in it. Usually, we put some gas in the place of the air. Electric fires also have wires which get hot. These wires are thick, but they are not made of copper. They have a high resistance. A large current flows through them and makes them hot. So we can use electric fires in winter to keep us warm. In some houses, an electric current also makes the water hot. This is useful when we want a bath. The wires get hot like the wires of electric fires, but we must keep them away from the water. We have to separate the wires from the water with some special material. It is not safe to let an electric wire touch water. Water has a low resistance to an electric current. Sometimes a person touches an electric wire with a wet hand. He ought not to do this. He might kill himself. The water lets the current flow easily to his body. Then it can escape to the ground through his legs. The current can easily flow through his body, and it can go through his heart. Then his heart will stop beating.